Hey, listeners and visitors, this is Shanti Robinson, and you're listening to KPCRadio.com. It is Wednesday, October 14th at 1:09, and this is Talking to Shanti, a weekly talk show, you know, geared towards young adults and the adults young at heart, bringing you the real, the unreal, and the motivation to go out and do something great. If you're a listener, as you probably know, every week I bring on someone, you know, interesting in one way or another, and today I have with me an artist that goes by the name of Tommy.
Hey, how you doing? Tommy Sketch.
Tommy Sketch. How you doing, Tommy?
I'm doing real good.
That's good. That's good. So tell us something interesting about yourself, just some fun facts.
Fun facts about me. Well, I was born and raised in Los Angeles, California, South Central. Started rapping at 9 years old, you know, started making beats along the way. Couldn't afford beats, so, you know, I had to do that myself. I do my own videos. I do my own recording, mixing, everything. Everything you hear from me, I did it.
Oh, wow, you did it on your own.
Right, right.
That's right. So you're not only on the scene, but behind the scenes.
Exactly.
You made the scene.
Yeah, and I do some stuff for my homies, too, like they videos and all that.
Oh, cool. So would you say you're a videographer somewhat as well?
Yeah, yeah.
Wonderful. So how did you get your start? Tell me about you as a 9 year old.
Oh, well, when I was at school, I had a homie, you feel me, and he used to rap, you know, he would always rap, and I thought it was tight because my dad used to rap, too, so I was like, you know, just wanted to do that, you know, so I'm like, that's cool, so I started rapping with him, writing and stuff. I wasn't tight, but, you know, yeah, that's how it started, though.
What makes you think you weren't tight? What would you talk about?
when I first started, I would talk about types of crazy stuff, like guns and stuff. You know how it is. Talking about guns, talking about cars that I don't even got, money I don't got, stuff like that. You know, kid stuff. Mm-hmm. People still do it, you know, but I grew up, no offense to everybody who's still, still.
Blessing all the trap peeps, but right. You're not about that life.
Oh, no.
So, from L.A., South Central, and you're not really gang-related?
Nah. I mean, I grew up around it, but... You know, I was smart enough to know, like, nah. You know, my mom, they moved me away. They moved me away for about a year. And then I came back and was like, dang, you know? So I moved away for a year. And then when I went back, I wanted to stay away. But I still wanted to, because it wasn't nowhere else to, like, chill at and party at. So we always would go to L.A. But I wouldn't, like, kick it, like, out there like that, you know? But when I moved back, I was like, a year later, I just moved back, and I just been out there. Mm-hmm.
So you said your dad would rap. Is your dad an artist? Was he a rapper, or it was just his hobby?
It was just a hobby.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah, he'd be rapping.
Did you have both parents, or?
Yeah, well, eventually, they split up, but I had both parents, you know. Okay. Grew up in a both parents' home, you know, but eventually, when I was 11, they split.
Oh, I see. Well, yeah. That you still had both parents in the picture regardless.
Oh, yeah, they dope. They still here chilling with me. What up?
hey, mom, hey, dad.
What up, mom? What up,
did
dad?
You did your mom support it? Did
support what, my music?
Yeah,
yeah, she do.
That's good.
She feel it.
She wasn't like, that's not smart. So why don't you do something that's gonna make you more money?
Nah, it ain't about money. We know what we want to do in life, you know. So it's like you can live life trying to make money, then die with all that money, you know, or you can live life and have fun, do what you love, then die and have a good life, you know. So
knowing you lived happy and you did your thing.
And yeah, I don't rap for money. Oh, but wow. I want the money, though.
But I want the money, though. Where the money at? No.
Where the money at?
We ain't got no money. No, I'm kidding. But that's good. So basically, we hear a story of a young black male coming out of South Central LA.
Right.
Not involved around gangs, has both parents.
Right.
Would you say you were had a good life, or were you, like, y'all was doing okay?
What, financially?
Mm-hmm.
No.
No.
Not at all.
Okay, so it's a different story we hear than what we hear usually.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Be like, oh, I was living in the projects, I'm in the gang. I got a gun and I shot somebody, then I went to jail.
Oh, nah.
That's what most rap nowadays.
I mean, we, you know, jail almost came, but I had to get smart, you feel me? Mm. And, we did grow up in the projects, though, but, you know, so. I mean, but I'm not a game banger, though.
So, do you have a mission in your music? Like, is there something that you want to tell people?
Oh, of course.
And what would that be?
Well, I just want to unite all black men. You feel me? I feel like there's a lot of people out here that are together, you know, but amongst the black men, we not. We could walk down the street and see a Hispanic man or a white man or an Asian man and shake their hand and be like, hey, what's up, bro? But we look at each other like, where are you from? You know, so my main thing right now, you know, I got a lot of goals, but my main goal right now is to just unite all young black men, you know, and let them know that we are the same. You know, I don't feel like we really value each other. That's why it's so easy to just kill another black man and just be like, okay, you know, because growing up, I didn't care either. You know, mm-hmm. I had to step out and look in and be like, dang, you feel me? So
I get
you.
It's
my main goal right now.
I get you. And being, I guess, one of the demographics, a minority, mm-hmm. You kind of need to stick together because at the end of the day, all these, from my personal opinion, all these races that have migrated into the United States, they have adapted to have the main way of thinking as the people who brought the first, you know, slaves here. So
right.
It's like they're honestly trained not to like black people either. So why we can be cool with them and we can't be cool with ourselves?
Exactly. I mean, everybody trained not to like black people, and black people, you know, they help you believe that we are the villains, you know. Like mm-hmm. when a black person get a chance to make a movie, I ain't gonna say no names, but when they get that, you know, they first thing they do is make a movie on black people killing each other, or making a movie on black fathers leaving the home, or being drunk, or killing their kids, or doing some crazy stuff. You don't ever see no positive black role models.
But
in these
also,
movies.
You have to look at it from this standpoint: that as if you don't know about your history, then you can't change it and fix it. But
right.
that is our truth. Unfortunately,
right.
in some situations, not all.
I mean, it's not our truth. You feel me? It's the world's mm-hmm. truth, you know. But it's the according to what we watch on TV, it's only the black people truth. But mm-hmm. you don't see no Asian people doing that. You don't see no, you know, white people doing that. Like, oh, this is what we are. We gonna make a movie on us just killing each
right.
other. That's it. You know, we the only people that do that. And I feel like when we get that chance to make that movie, that's what we gonna make: kill each other. You know, so
mm-hmm.
nah, that's not reality.
Yeah, like.
You know,
Mr. Cube's Fridays is just about hood and black people in the hood. And I'm
right.
one time I thought to myself, like, I wonder if he would make a movie about white people. Like,
right.
But it's like now you're in a field you don't know about. But so you can't expect him but to make movies and write about and rap about stuff that he actually seen, experienced, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I doubt a lot of these people that's making these movies actually seen this stuff. They
mm-hmm.
just heard that it happened. And you know, people, when they say they from the hood, they like to, you know, support that. They like to, oh, I'm only going to talk about the hood.
Mm-hmm.
And they love to glorify, like, gang activity. And they love to let you know that, oh, where I'm from is so rough and so hard. They never want to be like, oh, I loved where I'm from. You know, they talk about how much people die, and they brag about it. And if you say, oh, where I'm from is worse, they get mad. They be
mm-hmm.
like, no, where I'm from is worse. So it's
mm-hmm.
just like they take pride in that gang activity, and that's not right. That's not even the reality
mm-hmm.
of it. You know, people die, but
definitely.
Nah.
And I feel like some people, they compare that on a level as what's more dangerous. Oh, my neighborhood is more dangerous than yours, when bad neighborhoods are just poverty. It's y'all poor. Like,
right.
It's not the killing that's the problem. It's the lack of schools, the lack of help for the students to even go to college to do stuff. It's just the lack of. It's not the presence. It's not that the presence of gang violence is there. Is that the reason that's there? Is because people, I honestly have to do what they got to do to survive.
Exactly. If you sit like 20 people in a room with one piece of meat, you know, for a year, they gonna kill each other and fight for that meat.
Pretty much. So as having a music that has a message where you want to reach out to black men and have us unite.
Right.
Is there anything else, any other missions? What about the black girls of our generation and how they're conforming and changing appearance but becoming more, I don't know how to correctly say it.
I think I feel what you're trying to say, but that too, you know, I want to encourage all black women to love them. But not just, you know, I'm not just like black, you know, I'm for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like it starts in your household, you know, like if you can get along with your siblings, you can go out and get along with your best friends,
mm-hmm.
you know, so I'm not just like, oh, only black. I just want to get along with my brothers. And then I want to go outside and show them that we can get along with everybody else too. You feel me? But they got to love themselves first. They got to stop envying everybody else and stop trying to be like everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like when a black person, like, let's say I get in the industry, you know, the first thing a rapper want to do is diss another rapper and be better than that other rapper, while we can just support each other and hold each other up and be, you know, they just want to be the one.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need one. We need billions, you know, so.
Mm-hmm. We definitely do. Because there's a lot of
yeah.
a lot. And believe it or not, in these bad neighborhoods, they're packed.
Oh, yeah.
There's a bunch of people in this one area.
Oh, yeah.
But it's, So as you talk about your vision and what you want to do and what you want to see different, who inspired you? Do you have, are there any artists? I see you have pins on your hat, on your shirt, of the king.
Oh, yeah.
The only number one king of pop, Michael Jackson.
Oh, yeah. He inspired me.
I've been
sure.
like, over the last week, I've been watching all his videos and I'm just like, oh my God.
He inspired me. Like, it's like when I listen to this music, he just makes me want to be loving. Mm-hmm. You know, he just makes me want to go out and just love the world. You know, so I think his music is important to the whole world because he mm-hmm. just bring unity to the world. It's like his goal is much bigger than mine. I eventually want to get there, mm-hmm. you know, but I can't do it alone.
Yeah, he has songs like Man in the Mirror.
Oh, yeah.
He has song, there was one, I was watching the This Is It documentary and it was of like, the visual was a world ending. I'm not really sure of the name of the song, but I've heard
Earth
it.
Earth Song.
The Earth Song, that one. And then there's one like They Don't Really Care About Us.
Oh, man.
Those all songs like brought me to tears. I'm like, that's right, Michael. Let him know.
Real talk. Yeah, Michael is crazy, man. He was ahead of his time. That's I love Michael Jackson. Like,
definitely was. I wish like watching, I don't know if the movie that Flex Washington starred in was accurately about his life, but
oh, yeah.
I'm not going to say nothing about the way they had him looking, but
I didn't.
Anywho,
I'm going to say
movie,
something about it.
I wonder, you want to say, what you want to say?
No, I'm just playing, but it's cool. What up, Flex?
Yeah, what up, Flex? Yeah, it was a cool movie. Like, I didn't know that much about Michael, given that his documentary, his real documentary, never really got made, his last, you know, tour because of what happened.
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of do wonder, like, I want to know what he was thinking about, what happened to him when he made Man in the Mirror, what happened, what was going on, how he genuinely felt, because those songs held so much emotion and so much, like, power. I wonder if I was sitting here talking to him right now, would he start crying about it? Because it seems he's so passionate about it.
I can't tell you exactly what he felt on it, because I don't know, but I feel that He you know, he's Michael, so he let it spin, he let it buy things, you know, he let it flashy things, so he thought, dang, there's people on the street, and I can get whatever I want, but they can't get it, you know, he felt selfish, and he was like, you know what, I need to start, like, helping these people, and it starts with the man in the mirror, you know, the world needs to change, and start with me, you know, we could talk about change all day, but if you don't go do that, you know, so I feel like that's what he was thinking. He was like, dang, I need to change. You know, I can't tell everybody else to change. I need to change first and set an example. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm not trying to be all up in everybody's face saying, you better change, you better change, you better change. I want to change and I want to be cool, you know, because you're going to follow what's cool.
Mm-hmm.
People don't like hearing preachy all day, but they going to follow what's cool. So if I change for the better, if I be loving and make love cool, you're going to follow that.
You know? Very much so. And I see the true artistry in you because Michael was more of a pop, R&B, a dancer, and you're none of those things. Do you dance?
No, but okay. I always wanted to dance and sing. I wanted to be Michael Jackson when I was little, you know, so.
You realize, like, okay, those two things are just not, I'll find another way to do it.
I'm going to find another way. But
I respect that. That's really deep because I see that, and I notice it's not just one pin. Don't you have like two?
I have two. I have a lot.
You have
I'm
a lot,
wearing
but
two.
On right now, you got two.
Yeah.
I see that. I commend you, and I look forward to seeing you excel and continue to do that.
Oh,
and I remember watching your one of your videos about you. You were reenacting your life as a homeless person.
Oh, I was a homeless.
Can you tell us about that? From what it took to make that video and how you. Based everything.
Okay.
Like, what homeless person spot did you take to film it? Like, everything.
Yeah, actually, I bought a tent. I had to go buy the tent. I had to go buy all that stuff. And I found the spot where they sleep at.
Mm-hmm.
And this homeless person helped me put up the tent and all that, how they do it. She was helping me, you know. And I was just like, man, this, like, I don't know. But it was a crazy experience. When I was walking down Skid Row in downtown L.A., everybody thought I was homeless. Like, I blended in just fine.
Wow.
Everybody thought I was homeless. They was kicking me off their property. They was like, you can't hold that sign right here. You got to go. You got to go. Security was, like, moving me. And then I was, like, you know, begging for spare change.
Mm-hmm.
And we even offered people to give. We even offered to give them money to give to me to make it look like they were giving me money. Mm-hmm. And everybody was like, no. But one lady gave me a dollar. One lady. Just one. And then when she give me the dollar, security comes out of nowhere, mm-hmm. and they say, give me that dollar. Don't ask for no money around here. Give me that money. Go somewhere, like, you know? And mm-hmm. I was like, I'm not, and I told them, actually, I'm not here begging for money. That's not what I'm here for. Mm-hmm. I'm actually filming right now. Mm-hmm. And I point at the camera, and they were like, oh, can we do that again? Can we?
Get out of here, because if I was a real homeless person, that would have been dirty.
It was a crazy experience, and it was like, man, for a split second, I got a chance to view life how they view it, how people look at them. They were mm-hmm. looking at me, you know, wow. They were looking at me like, oh, so dirty. And then I was proud. I walked down that street all day like that. I was like, yeah.
It's like the police pulling you over, license and registration. Here you go.
Yeah, exactly. Like, bam. You feel me? So, it was crazy. I would do it again. I love it. You know, I was laying on the ground. It was stinking. It was crazy. I really...
In L.A. be kind of
funky. Oh, my God. It was crazy. Like, it smelled so bad. But I was like, you know what? They got to smell it. Mm-hmm. So I'm about to smell it, at least
for
this.
You kind of put yourself in their shoes and their predicament. And, like, you connected on a way, another level, and your video is basically about that.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah. And on my... Man, the shoes I had on were so old, and I didn't have no socks. So it was just scraping up my feet, walking all day. And I was like, you know what? They did this. You know, mm-hmm. they don't feel the scrapes no more. They've been here so long. Mm-hmm. I got to feel something they feel.
Yeah, and it's kind of like... our generation, we're unappreciative sometimes of the things that we have.
Right.
We don't realize we could have that or less.
Right.
We don't even value the socks on our feet.
Right.
And it's crazy. People getting hoverboards and all type of getting grills and don't got cars and just not doing, I feel like doing the wrong thing with their money.
Right.
But then it could be way worse.
Yeah. And I feel like a lot of people say, oh, one day I want to help the homeless. When I get money, I'll help them when I get money. But even a poor man is rich according to a man who want to sit where he sit. You feel mm-hmm. me? So even a poor man could look at another poor man and be like, dang, he got it more than me. Mm-hmm. I wish I had it like him.
A poor man with a job getting a check every 2 weeks, and then exactly. a poor man who can't find a job who wish exactly. he had that McDonald's spot just so he can. I feel you on that.
Or a poor man mm-hmm. with a big tent and 10 covers, or a poor man with a small tent with no covers mm-hmm. would look at that man and be like, dang, I wish I was him.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And we looking at the guy with the 10 covers like, I'm glad I'm not you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's like you, as long as you have a penny in your pocket, you can help somebody.
Definitely. You know? I feel
got
that.
A shirt on your back, you can help somebody.
Yeah, quite close to my house, there's a 7-Eleven, and this man just opens the door all day. He just opens doors for people, and they give him change, and it's like you always see him there. You don't see him, you know, take it, go buy nothing.
He's right there.
Right there.
And fly.
Yeah, but. It's kind of off-putting because of establishment, but you also realize if you can't, honestly, you can't get a job somewhere. You kind of got to make it work for yourself.
Oh, yeah.
If you are good at detailing cars and you can't get a car place to hire you, you got to figure out how you can go around and detail people's cars, how to get their, you know,
exactly.
something.
Real talk.
Something. That's really deep, and I like that as in you as an artist. Honestly, didn't know that about you walking in, and I see it.
Oh, thank you.
And I do commend you, and I wish you the best of luck.
Oh, thank you.
So, like, where can we go and listen to your music?
Well, you can find it on soundcloud.com/MCSketch, MCSKETCH, or you can go to YouTube and just search Tommy Sketch. You can go to Google and just search Tommy Sketch.
Google me.
No, not like that.
I get you. You know, he's very humble, guys. He's mm-hmm. a very cool person, very down-to-earth, well-rounded and grounded. And I wish more artists don't. If you become like famous, if you become uh-huh. popping, don't, you know, get all.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Kanye.
Nah. Oh, nah. Oh, we love Kanye, though.
No, I don't. I don't.
You don't love Kanye?
Nah.
Why?
Mm-mm.
What's wrong with Kanye?
I don't like his music. Well, I like some of it, but around the situation where when he lost his mother, he started to get a little out of hand.
And you can't blame him?
I would never call myself God.
You are a God.
I'm a goddess, but okay. I would never say I am God. Like, I wouldn't do that. That's just my personal, mm-hmm. I just feel like he just got very pompous and haughty, and I just didn't like that. Like, you need to be grounded. Your mother just passed away. You don't need to have a big head on your shoulders, Kanye. But uh-huh. I get the fact that, you know, the media and people always in your face, and you kind of blow after a while, and now he taking Pro Club t-shirts, putting holes in them, trying to make it $2,000.
I love that. Let me tell you why.
Because I feel like, I think I know why you would like that.
Why?
Is he making the poverty look, image wise, he's making that the new
high scale.
I think that's why you might like it.
Look at this. So we have like rich people, right? Rich people that look at people lower than them that don't have it, like, oh, you're a peasant, right? Mm-hmm. And now these may not be his intentions, but I feel like what if he was manipulating them, making them dress exactly how they dress, humbling them, saying, you look just like that man now. This is the man you used to clown. Now you look exactly like that man, but you're spending money to look like him. But he used to spend money to try to look like you. You mm-hmm. feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So it may not be his intentions, but you can find good in everything. Just like when he called himself a god. I mean, I personally believe, I don't know if you're religious, I don't know if you read the Bible, mm-hmm. but according to the Bible, we are gods. You feel me? And there's a God of gods. You know, mm-hmm. but when the creator created us, he said, you know, let us create mankind in our likeness
mm-hmm.
and multiply. Y'all multiply just as God multiplied us. You feel me? So he's a guy, you know, he's a creator. He's an awesome guy. You feel me? But
right.
he could get cocky and ahead of himself. But then again, I'd rather be cocky any day than to have low self-esteem, because I've been there and it's painful and no one can understand but you. You know, so it's
definitely.
Like sometimes you want somebody to pull you to the side, like, okay, bro, you're doing too much.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but when you have low self-esteem, you will wish, you're like, oh, I wish they were a little bit cocky. It's like having, you're freezing and you wish it was sunny.
But having self-confidence is not being cocky, because
right.
I could be like, oh, yeah, I look good today. I'm happy. Like, and walk around smiling
people
at
hate
people.
You for that.
Oh, they already do. But you know,
yeah.
haters gonna hate. I don't care.
Exactly.
But say if I were to do that. Opposed to if I would go through like a long life and just head down and looking around and
mm-hmm.
now I'm not happy, or I could be that don't talk to me, I look better than you.
Right.
There's definitely levels
yeah,
and when you go
are.
On a talk show and you don't got the answers, how?
Yeah, that was,
how?
That was,
that's extra. That's
that was
that's disrespectful out. Extra, and it makes you look kind of crazy.
It was extra out. I mean, I feel like he does go overboard. But I do get where he's coming. I always say, you feel me? I love myself enough for the whole world to.
Mm. Oh.
You feel me? So
definitely.
It's like you could hate me for loving myself, but I love myself enough for you.
Yeah, I love myself enough for the both of us.
Exactly.
That's something some girls these days should like
need
tell themselves, because
they're trying to be something they're not.
Mm-hmm.
They can love themselves and just accept themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I have a hard time accepting myself sometimes too, so I'm not about to, you know, but love yourself, man. You know, you live once in this body. You know, mm-hmm. make the best of it. You know,
definitely,
exactly.
definitely. So, is there any? Do you want to like share some music with us on air?
Like
spit
actually
something.
Play some rec or spit something.
You spit
something.
Yeah.
I spit something. my voice about to change drastically because I'm so calm when I talk,
mm-hmm.
but I'm louder.
Go
when
for
I rap.
It. It's the floor is yours.
The floor is mine?
Mm-hmm.
All right, for sure. For
before
sure.
we cut out, before I let him take away, I just wanted to say thank you to you guys who listened. If you want to look me up, you can look me up on Instagram at Talking to Shanti. If you want to find him, what's your Instagram?
Tommy Sketchy, TommySketchy.
And he is on SoundCloud at MC Sketch, right?
Yes.
That's MCSKETCH.
Right, right.
Okay, okay. And then do you use Google, right?
Google
YouTube.
Me, Tommy Sketch.
Tommy Sketch, yep.
Mm-hmm.
So before I let him take it away, I just wanted to say thank you for listening. You've been listening to KPCRadio.com, and this was Talking to Shanti. Go ahead.
Hey, I grew up on the crime side. South Central crime riots, where they down a load of clip like LimeWire. Stick up kids, where they would stick up kids and sticks up kids. Room windows to climb inside. Flacking, birds of a feather flock together. They flocking birds together with feathers on their fedoras. For a couple of quarters, you can explore her. Park the unexplorer on Figueroa. I figured you'd get the moral, oral. Word of mouth, get around like a Tyson fight inside his prime. See, that's just one round. Surround ourselves with surreal situations, real situations. Gotta sit in anxious for what may be ancient. High hopes with some long-term goals we seek. Ironically, the ones that dream the most are ones that rarely sleep. There are cash rules, and that's that cash rules accepted. They protect their bread before they protecting their brethren. They put their mother in debt for debt, dependent on debit. The death of feel between the field of what we feel we feeling. We're awfully failing to fill off our feelings. Offer feelings to all our women to get draws off our women. Like father, like son, we were kidnapped from our moms, resembling the image of the men that kept us in bond. They killed their dad, they made us hang, they hang us out like clothes on the lawn. Jealous of the skin our males are in, because they're melanin. So we hate ourselves, rape ourselves, rate ourselves lower than they would rate ourselves. Mistake ourselves for the enemy, they want to see the end of me. But see they self into me and think, damn, what has gotten into me? I messed up a little bit, but I had to get back on it. I messed up, but I had to pick my mess up. I can spit a written, or I can spit something from the beginning. I'm Tommy Ray, though. They making play, though. They playing with dough. That's fake, though. That's fake, bro. I grew up on the crime side. I said it, forget it. I'm Tommy Sketchy. It's Soda Club. Never forget it. Soda Club, stand out, defeat apprehension. I'm over here just trying to grab some attention. What's up?
Thank you. You have so much talent. Go listen, because I like that.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Stick up like when they stick up kids and
stick up windows. Stick up and stick up and yeah.
What do you say? Okay, thank you.